United Health Group Incorporated is an American multinational health insurance and services company based in Minnetonka, Minnesota, selling insurance products under United Healthcare and healthcare services under the Optum brand. It is the world's ninth largest company by revenue and the largest healthcare company by revenue. The company is ranked 8th on the 2024 Fortune Global 500. United Health Group had a market capitalization of $474.3 billion as of July 15, 2024. History: 1970s, 1990s. United Health Group originated in late 1974, when Minnesota-based ChartMed Incorporated was founded by Richard Taylor Burke. It originally processed claims for doctors at the Hennepin County Medical Society. United Healthcare Corporation was founded in 1977 to purchase ChartMed and create a network-based health plan for seniors. It became a publicly traded company in 1984 and changed its name to United Health Group in 1998. In 1988, United Healthcare started its first pharmacy benefit management through its diversified pharmaceutical services subsidiary. It managed pharmacy benefits delivered both through retail pharmacies and mail. The subsidiary was sold to SmithKline Beecham in 1994 for $2.3 billion. In 1994, United Healthcare acquired Ramsey HMO, a Florida insurer. In 1995, the company acquired the MetroHealth Companies, Incorporated, for $1.65 billion. MetroHealth was a privately held company formed by combining the group healthcare operations of the Travelers Companies and MetLife. In 1996, United Healthcare acquired HealthWise of America, which operated HMOs in Arkansas, Maryland, Kentucky, and Tennessee. In 1998, the company was reorganized as the holding of independent companies United Healthcare, Ovations, Uniprise, Specialized Care Services, and Inginix, and rebranded as United Health Group. Also in 1998, United Health Group acquired Health Partners of Arizona, operator of Arizona's largest AHCCCS provider. 2000s. In 2001, Evercare, a United Health Group subsidiary, merged with Lifemark Health Plans. In 2002, United Health Group acquired GeoAccess and Medicaid insurance company AmeriChoice. In 2003, United Health Group acquired Mid-Atlantic Medical Services, an insurer serving Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Delaware, and West Virginia. Also in 2003, United Health Group acquired Golden Rule Financial, a provider of health savings accounts. On July 21, 2003, Exani Bank started operating in Salt Lake City, Utah, as a Utah state-chartered industrial loan corporation. It changed its name to Optum Health Bank in 2008 and to Optum Bank in 2012. In April 2004, United Health Group acquired Touchpoint Health Plan, a Wisconsin health plan. In July 2004, the company acquired Oxford Health Plans. In December 2005, the company acquired PacifiCare Health Systems. It agreed to divest parts of PacifiCare's commercial health insurance business in Tucson, Arizona, and Boulder, Colorado to satisfy antitrust regulator concerns, and also agreed to end its network access agreement with Blue Shield of California. The Tucson business was sold to Cigna. The company acquired Prescription Solutions, another pharmacy benefits manager, as part of its acquisition of PacifiCare Health Systems. This business was later rebranded OptumRx. In February 2006, the company acquired John Deere Healthcare. The same year, William W. McGuire stepped down as chairman and director due to his involvement in the employee stock option scandal. He was replaced by CEO Stephen Hemsley, who had served as president and COO and a member of the board of directors. McGuire's exit compensation from United Health was anticipated to be $1.1 billion, but he only received $618 million after returning $420 million in stock options. In February 2008, the company acquired Sierra Health Services for $2.6 billion. As part of the transaction, to obtain regulatory approval, 25,000 customers were sold to Humana. In July 2009, United Health Group agreed to acquire HealthNet's Northeast licensed subsidiaries for up to $570 million in payments spread out over 2 years, 2010s. Through 2010 and into 2011, senior executives of the company met monthly with executives of other health insurers to limit the effect of the healthcare reform law. In July 2010, Ingenix acquired Pisces Clinical Solutions, Inc., a health information provider for the high acuity areas of hospitals. In 2011, Logistics Health, Inc. of La Crosse, Wisconsin, was acquired by Optum Health. In September 2014, the office buildings where LHI is based were sold to United Health Group for $45 million. In February 2012, the company acquired XL Health, a sponsor of Medicare Advantage health plans with a primary focus on Medicare recipients with special needs, such as those with chronic illness and those eligible for Medicaid, dual eligibles. In October 2012, United Health Group and Amil Participações, one of the biggest Brazilian health insurance companies, completed the first phase of their merger. In February 2014, Optum secured a majority stake in the Washington, D.C.-based startup Audax Health. Audax's CEO, Grant Verstandig, continued running the firm alongside COO David Koh. In October 2014, Optum Health acquired the health services unit of Alira for $600 million cash. In March 2015, it was announced that Catamaran Rx would be acquired by Optum Rx. In April 2016, the company announced it was pulling out of all but a handful of state healthcare exchanges provided under Affordable Care Act and will continue to sell only in three states in 2017. In 2017, United Health's Optum unit acquired Rally Health, a company started by Audax Health's executives. Prior to acquisition, in 2015, United Health supported Rally Health as a majority investor, and through enrolling 5 million United Health policyholders in Rally Health's flagship product, Rally SM. The close relations between United Health, Audax Health, and Rally Health follows a close personal relationship between Grant Verstandig, Audax and Rally, and United Health's president and CFO at the time, David Wichmann. In June 2019, United Health's Optum division acquired DaVita Medical Group from DaVita Incorporated for $4.3 billion. That year, the company also agreed to acquire Equian for $3.2 billion. On June 19, 2019, United Health acquired the online patient community platform Patients Like Me for an undisclosed amount, and it will be incorporated into United Health Group's research division. In November 2019, Andrew Witty was named president of United Health Group, in addition to his role as chief executive of the company's Optum division. 2020s, present. United Health announced in March 2022 that it would acquire LHC Group for $5.4 billion. The deal will expand its home health capabilities by combining LHC's services with United Health's Optum unit. In 2022, United Health Group said there would be no out-of-pocket costs for albuterol, epinephrine, glucagon, insulin, and naloxone for fully insured members starting in 2023. The discounts were guaranteed for less than a quarter of United Healthcare's membership. In 2023, United Health Group announced it would move its headquarters from Minnetonka to Eden Prairie, Minnesota. In February 2024, United Health Group completed the sale of its operations in Brazil. In February 2022, United Health announced the acquisition of Change Healthcare, the largest health payments platform in the U.S., which the U.S. Justice Department tried to block on antitrust grounds. The sale went through by September. 18 months later, in February 2024, the subsidiary was brought completely down by the 2024 Change Healthcare ransomware attack, and the Justice Department announced that it was opening a new antitrust and Medicare overcharging probe. Despite making a ransomware payment, services remained down or incomplete for months. The CEO, Andrew Witty, was called before the U.S. House and U.S. Senate to testify about the cyberattack and DOJ concerns. In late April 2024, the Senate held a hearing concerning the cyberattack and United Health's response. Andrew Witty went before the Senate stating that there needed to be a strong digital security system in place along with an adequate backup plan. United Health revealed the hackers did gain access to patient information, but the Senate was informed the company is not yet aware of the extent of the data breach. On December 4, 2024, Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Health Group's insurance division, was killed in a shooting in New York City. The shooting occurred outside the New York Hilton Midtown, where United Health Group was hosting an investor event. The shooting prompted many social media users to share their contempt for United Healthcare and the American health insurance system, as well as Thompson. Organizational structure. United Health Group has two subsidiaries, Optum and United Healthcare. Optum, formed in 2011, Optum says that it provides data and analytics, pharmacy care services, population health, healthcare delivery, and healthcare operations. It is organized into three businesses. Optum Health provides primary and secondary care. Optum Insight provides data analytics, technology, and operations services. Optum Rx provides pharmacy services. United Healthcare. United Healthcare is an insurance and managed care company with four main divisions. United Healthcare Employer and Individual provides health benefit plans and services for large national employers. United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement provides health and well-being services to individuals age 65 and older. United Healthcare Community and State serve state programs that care for the economically disadvantaged, the medically underserved, and people without the benefit of employer-funded health care coverage, in exchange for a monthly premium per member from the state program. United Healthcare Global provides nearly 2.2 million people with care and benefit services in South America. Finance. For the fiscal year 2022, United Health Group reported earnings of $20.64 billion, with an annual revenue of $324.16 billion. United Health Group's 2023 revenue grew by $47.5 billion, or 14.6%, on annualized revenue of $371.6 billion. Operating income for 2023 was $32.4 billion, up 13.8%. Cash flows from operations were $29.1 billion. Criticism and controversies. Lobbying. In 2009, according to Open Secrets, people affiliated with United Health Group gave $4.77 million to political candidates and groups. The Affordable Care Act was being discussed in Congress at the time and was subsequently passed in the first quarter of 2010. In 2010, United Health Group hired 9 different lobbying firms to work on its behalf. In addition, its Corporate Political Action Committee, PAC, called United for Health, spent an additional $1 million on lobbying activities. United Health Group subsequently spent $4.11 million to $4.75 million from 2011 to 2021. SEC investigation. In 2006, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, began investigating the conduct of United Health Group's management and directors for backdating of stock options. Investigations were also started by the Internal Revenue Service and prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, who subpoenaed documents from the company. The investigations came to light after a series of probing stories in the Wall Street Journal in May 2006, discussing the apparent backdating of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stock options by UHC management. The backdating apparently occurred with the knowledge and approval of the directors, according to the journal. Major shareholders have filed lawsuits accusing former New Jersey Governor Thomas Keene and UHC's other directors of failing in their fiduciary duty. On October 15, 2006, CEO William W. McGuire was forced to resign and relinquish hundreds of millions of dollars in stock options. On December 6, 2007, the SEC announced a settlement under which McGuire was to repay $468 million, including a $7 million civil penalty, as a partial settlement of the backdating prosecution. He was also barred from serving as an officer or director of a public company for 10 years. This was the first time in which the little-used clawback provision under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was used against an individual by the SEC. The SEC continued its investigations even after it in 2008 settled legal actions against both United Health Group itself and its former general counsel. American Chiropractic Association lawsuit. In June 2006, the American Chiropractic Association filed a national class action lawsuit against the American Chiropractic Network, ACN, which is owned by United Health Group and administers chiropractic benefits, and against United Health Group itself, for alleged practices in violation of the Federal Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO. The Missouri Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions and Professional Registration determined that United Health Group violated state insurance laws, so levied $536,000 in fines and ordered more than 50,000 cases reopened, Any improperly denied claims must have been reimbursed with interest for chiropractors and patients. Optum Insight, aka Inganix lawsuit. In February 2008, New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo announced an industry-wide investigation into a scheme by health insurers to defraud consumers by manipulating reasonable and customary rates. The announcement included a statement that Cuomo intended to file suit against Inganix Inc., its parent United Health Group, and three additional subsidiaries. Cuomo asserted that his investigation found that rates found in a database of healthcare charges maintained by Inganix were lower than what he determined was the actual cost of certain medical expenses. Cuomo said this inappropriately allowed health insurance companies to deny a portion of provider claims, thereby pushing costs down to members. On January 13, 2009, Inganix announced an agreement with the New York State Attorney settling the probe into the independence of the health pricing database. Under the settlement, United Health Group and Inganix would pay $50 million to finance a new, nonprofit entity that would develop a new healthcare pricing database. Inganix would discontinue its medical pricing databases when the new entity makes its product available. The company acknowledged the appearance of a conflict of interest but admitted no wrongdoing. On January 15, 2009, United Health Group announced a $350 million settlement of three class action lawsuits filed in federal court by the American Medical Association, United Health Group members, healthcare providers, and state medical societies for not paying out-of-network benefits. This settlement came 2 days after a similar settlement with Cuomo. On October 27, 2009, Cuomo announced the creation of Fair Health, the independent nonprofit organization that will develop a nationwide database for consumer reimbursement, as well as a website where consumers will be able to compare prices before they choose doctors. To fund Fair Health, the Attorney General's office secured nearly $100 million from insurers such as Aetna, United Health Group, and Anthem Incorporated. Medicare overbilling lawsuit. A whistleblower lawsuit filed in 2011 charged United Health Group's data analytics division with assisting in defrauding Medicare by boosting risk adjustment scores from Medicare Advantage companies. The suit alleges that United Health Group subsidiary Inganix, now Optum Insight, defrauded the United States of hundreds of millions, and likely billions, of dollars. Former United Health executive Benjamin Poling brought the suit under the False Claims Act. The government said it would proceed on claims against two healthcare companies, United Health and its Texas subsidiary WellMed Medical Management. In February 2017, a federal judge unsealed the suit after the Department of Justice announced it would join the case. Richard Cole and others v. United Healthcare. On April 29, 2019, Judge Robert N. Scola Jr. of the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida, a cancer survivor, recused himself from a case against United Healthcare, stating that the company's denial of treatment was immoral and barbaric, and that his opinions regarding the company would prevent him from deciding this case fairly and impartially. Pacificare fine in California. In 2008, the California Department of Insurance took action against United Healthcare's subsidiary Pacificare Health Systems, acquired in 2005, ultimately fining United Healthcare around $173 million for an estimated over 900,000 violations of the Unfair Insurance Practices Act. By 2019, the case was still being disputed in court, with the possibility of affirming $91 million in penalties. CMS fine over Medicare Part D. In 2017, CMS fined United Healthcare $2.5 million after discovering issues in Medicare Part D leading to delays or denials in a 2016 audit. New Jersey fine in 2018. The New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance fined United Healthcare $2.5 million due to various compliance issues. This was the largest fine against a licensee in 9 years. Pennsylvania lawsuit. In 2019, United Healthcare paid a $1 million penalty to settle Pennsylvania regulators' allegations that the company violated state and federal laws when paying medical claims, particularly for patients seeking treatment for autism and substance use disorders. The regulators also compelled the company to pay restitution for wrongly denied or delayed claims and to spend $800,000 on an outreach campaign to notify consumers of their mental health and substance use disorder benefits. Mental health treatment lawsuit. As reported by OpenMinds.com, on September 13, 2019, three addiction and mental health treatment centers sued United Behavioral Health, UBH, United Healthcare's mental health subsidiary. The centers alleged that UBH wrongfully denied $5 million in behavioral health treatment claims for self-insured and fully insured employer health plans for residential and outpatient treatment from 2011 to 2017. The case involves claims for 157 employer group health plan members, including children. Policy research ownership. The Lewin Group is a policy research and consulting firm that provides an economic analysis of healthcare and human services issues and policies. The organization has existed for about 40 years and has maintained a nonpartisan reputation through the many ownership changes that have occurred over that time. The Lewin Group was purchased in 2007 by Inginix, a subsidiary of United Health Group, but alleges editorial and analytical independence from United Health Group, its parent company. The Lewin Group discloses its ownership in its reports and on its website. While the Lewin Group does not advocate for or against any legislation, both Democratic and Republican politicians frequently cite the firm's studies to argue for and against various U.S. healthcare reform proposals. For example, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden uses Lewin Group estimates to cite the feasibility of his Healthy Americans Act. Former U.S. Representative Eric Cantor, the former House Republican whip, has referred to the organization as the nonpartisan Lewin Group in arguing against government-funded health insurance proposals. Several Lewin studies have been used to argue both for and against the inclusion of a public option in national health reform. Lewin clients who often cite its findings include the Commonwealth Fund, which recently held up a Lewin study it commissioned to advocate for a public plan. The report showed that legislative proposals would achieve nearly universal coverage and estimated that a public plan could offer small businesses insurance that is at least 9% cheaper than current small business policies. However, the Lewin Group has acknowledged that clients sometimes choose to keep the results of studies they have commissioned private. Indeed, Lewin Group Vice President John Shiles told the Washington Post that sometimes studies come out that don't show exactly what the client wants to see. And in those instances, they have option to bury the study, influencing the research of Yale University economist Zach Cooper. In August 2021, a report from The Intercept revealed that United Healthcare worked behind the scenes to guide Yale University healthcare economist Zach Cooper's research on surprise medical billing. United provided Cooper with anonymous data and made edits to his paper, which blamed physician networks TeamHealth and MCare for the rise in balance billing. United Health Network CEO Dan Rosenthal later confirmed United's work with Cooper during a deposition in a lawsuit filed against United by TeamHealth. Cooper's work was presented as independent, unbiased academic research before Congress, the White House, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Federal Trade Commission, and numerous media reports. Underpaying physicians. In late 2021, Tennessee-based physician network TeamHealth sued United Healthcare in the 8th District Court of Clark County, Nevada, alleging the insurer underpaid claims to three of TeamHealth's Nevada-based affiliates. In November 2021, the jury unanimously found United guilty of oppression, fraud, and malice in its conduct and awarded TeamHealth $2.65 million in compensatory damages. In December, the jury reconvened to determine punitive damages and awarded TeamHealth $60 million. TeamHealth plans to pursue similar legal action against United and other insurers in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, Oklahoma, and Texas. Change Healthcare Acquisition. In February 2022, the United States Department of Justice sued to stop United Health Group's $8 billion acquisition of Change Healthcare, arguing that the deal would give United Health access to its competitors' data and ultimately push up healthcare costs. The Justice Department said that United Health knew that access to claims would give it a view into rival health plans at Humana, Anthem Inc., CVS Health, Aetna, and Cigna. The U.S. judge rejected the department's bid in September. Following the completion of the acquisition in October 2022, the parties agreed that the appeal would be voluntarily dismissed, with no reasons provided by the Justice Department for dropping the appeal. Medicare Advantage over billing. An October 2021 New York Times report identified United Health in a list of Medicare insurers accused of overbilling. According to the Inspector General, a whistleblower came forward, so the U.S. government went after United Health for overbilling Medicare. Executives at United Health Group told workers to mine old medical records for more illnesses, to identify diagnoses of serious diseases that might have never existed, inflating bills paid by the federal government's Medicare Advantage program. A study by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that in 2021, Medicare Advantage programs provided insurers with double the gross margin than insurance for individuals, groups, or Medicaid-managed care. In July 2024, the Wall Street Journal concluded that United Health was the worst offender among private insurers who made dubious diagnoses in their clients in order to trigger large payments from the government's Medicare Advantage program. The patients often did not receive any treatment for those insurer-added diagnoses. The report, based on Medicare data obtained from the federal government under a research agreement, calculated that diagnoses added by United Health for diseases patients had never been treated for had yielded $8.7 billion in payments to the company in 2021, over half of its net income of $17 billion for that year. Foundations. Foundations affiliated with United Health Group include the United Health Foundation, UHF, and the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, UHCCF, both of which were established in 1999. UHF pledged $100 million over 10 years to fund scholarships and workforce development programs focused on increasing ethnic and racial diversity within the healthcare industry. UHF's investment will support 10,000 physicians from underrepresented communities, 5,000 students with a primary care focus, and 5,000 physicians who want to advance careers in mental health, nursing, midwifery, and medicine. The work of this fund is part of a broader initiative in which United Health Group has teamed up with 9 organizations to provide scholarships to more than 3,000 students through the Diverse Scholars Initiative. UHCCF administers grants to help pay for medical costs for families with coverage gaps. According to UHCCF, the foundation raises money for medical grants by selling gift items such as backpacks, books, cards, and games, some of which are created by children. This was the English Wikipedia article about United Health Group as of December 6, 2024, narrated by AI-generated voice via the open-source software Sony Translate.